Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency here in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. Even though temperatures have cooled over the past couple of weeks or so, producers may still have concerns about livestock loss due to last month's high temperatures and humidity. The Livestock Indemnity Program, known as LIP, is designed to provide assistance to producers for livestock deaths that result from a natural disaster. LIP compensates livestock owners and contract growers for livestock death losses in excess of what's considered normal mortality due to adverse weather. These include losses due to flood, blizzards, disease, extreme heat, or extreme cold. The eligible losses must have occurred before October 1st of 2011. A notice of loss must be filed with FSA with our office within 30 days of when the loss of livestock is apparent. The producer should file a LIP application as soon as possible to avoid a delay in processing and the receipt of their disaster assistance. As part of the application process, participants must provide verifiable documentation of the livestock deaths. These include livestock that died due to normal mortality. If you believe you have livestock deaths that qualify, contact us here in Atlantic or Danny up at the office in Audubon, depending upon where your farm is located or where your FSA records are kept. Got a couple of reminders for CRP producers. Producers that are participating in the CRP program are reminded to check their contract enrollment dates. If you have a continuous sign-up contract that is set to expire on September 30th of this year, all or part of the contract may be eligible to be re-enrolled into either a new 10 to 15-year contract, continuous sign-up contract, or the Transition Incentive Program, referred to as TIP, provided certain eligibility requirements are met. If it's re-enrolled, the new continuous CRP contract would become effective on the 1st of October of this year. TIP is a voluntary program that allows the transition of expiring CRP land from a retired or retiring owner or operator to a beginning or socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher who agrees to return land to production for a sustainable grazing or crop production. TIP provides annual rental payments for up to 2 years, additional years after the date of the expiration of the CRP contract, provided the transition is not to a family member. If you're interested in the TIP program or to re-enroll your expiring CRP acres, stop by or call our office within the next week or so to ensure your acreage can be re-enrolled. Changing banks, all Farm Service Agency payments are made electronically using direct deposits. To keep the system running smoothly, it's critical to keep the county office staff up to date on changes you might make in your financial institutions. If you've changed accounts or institutions that might affect the direct deposit of your FSA payments, contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. Also, please make certain we have your most up-to-date contact information. These include phone numbers, address, or email to ensure we're able to timely communicate with you on our programs. Lastly, we have a food drive going on, the USDA Food Drive. Over the past month or so, the USDA service centers across the country have been participating in a national food drive. The service centers in Audubon and Atlantic are active in their collections. Here in Atlantic, all donations collected will be given to the Atlantic Food Pantry. We've collected 600 pounds of food to date with the goal of collecting 1,000 pounds by the end of August. Items the food pantry is especially in need of at this time are canned fruit, peanut butter, fruit juice, coffee or tea, toilet paper, and paper towels. If you have extra fresh produce from your garden, we would be happy to collect that as well. If you'd like to help us reach our goal, please bring your donated items by our service center here in Atlantic. In closing, for more information on any of the topics that I've covered today or any other questions you might have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers here in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.